Hey everybody, welcome back to Gone Outdoors, our fourth and final segment. Thanks for sticking around with us today here on KWSN in Sioux Falls and KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. On this segment, we're going to head up to one of our favorite places in the world. We're heading up to Lake of the Woods County, and we're going to chat with Joe Henry. Joe is the director of Lake of the Woods Tourism. Joe's been on our show many, many times over the last 5 years. He is a wealth of knowledge on Lake of the Woods, and right now, there are a lot of people in the Upper Midwest that are planning a trip to Lake of the Woods, to the Rainy River here throughout October. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing good, you guys. See, I got to say, I think you're celebrating an anniversary, aren't you?
We are. This is our fifth year of doing Gone Outdoors every week. We did it for a little while before that, you know, as a fill-in on the Mike McFeely show, but this is the five-year anniversary for Gone Outdoors, and it sure has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me a bit. You guys are awesome. Congratulations, and you know what? In the radio world, 5 years is a heck of a feat.
Well, Joe, we give a lot of that credit to awesome guests like you, and when we have topics like the fall walleye run on Rainy River, how can we go wrong? Because I tell you what, this is something that's pretty fun to talk about.
You know, it's cool. And, you know, I'll tell you, it's interesting. Like we talk off air, you guys, about fishing all the time. And, you know, the fall run of the Emerald Shiners, and, you know, the Emerald Shiners run up that Rainy River. Nobody really knows why. Some biologists believe it's food related. Others believe it's to get tough for the winter and to get re-slimed. And there's different opinions. But the bottom line is each fall they do run. And the walleyes are close behind. Wherever the shiners go, the walleyes will be there too. And, you know, you get a lot of walleyes from that big old Lake of the Woods getting constricted into a smallish river, and, you know, it can be game on. And, you know, oftentimes in the fall it is. But I got to say it, you know, there's been a pretty good run of shiners up the river, pretty good run of walleyes this year. Not hot and heavy, not the big run that we think is still coming. But there are walleyes there. Now, with that being said, there's also a heck of a lot of walleyes being caught on the actual lake. And I think that's one of the things that people that are going up there in the next couple of weeks should probably consider.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the beauties, you talk about that Emerald Shiner run. One of the beauties of when you go up there, we really don't have to wonder about what kind of bait we're going to use, because we are going to be using Emerald Shiners of some type, you know, whether they're frozen, whether they're live, if live ones are available. You know, a lot of people are really starting to key in on the frozen shiners. And I know a lot of people that are actually making their own shiners. And some people will make frozen minnows out of their leftover bait, you know, throughout the summer, fatheads. I got a buddy that was just making some out of some smaller red-tail chubs. And I think that's great. But I think, I mean, if you can put an emerald shiner of some type on your hook, you're going to be way better off.
Say what, on Lake of the Woods in the Rainy River, you know, that emerald shiner is a natural forage of the walleye. And, you know, the other thing about the emerald is they're super shiny silver. They got scales that come off, and that not only creates attraction, but also scent. And their scent alone is a very strong scent. So a lot of times those walleyes, especially where there's current, can follow that scent stream up to the jig and you know, whack that presentation. But, you know, I think the other thing too, guys, is when you're using emeralds, I think it's important to consider how to hook an emerald on a jig, because they can be, when they thaw out, especially, they can be a little bit mushy or a little bit hard to hook. So I should ask you guys, what's your favorite way of hooking an emerald?
You know, for me personally, I usually, I'll slide one in the mouth and then run it down the body a little ways and then out the back. And then quite often I will put a second one on there, just hook it through the head. Because I like to have that second one, because occasionally you'll feel just a little tick or a little bite, and they might be able to pick one of them off, but there's still one there. So then that fish will come back again right away. So I really like using two, and they're small enough that you can get by doing that.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, how about you?
Well, you know, I'm kind of with Scott. I like having a couple of them on the hook, and I will do very much like he described, and that's, you know, really kind of impale one on the hook or thread it on the hook, and then the other one kind of goes through the lips or the head, and for very much the same reason. I think it's real effective that way.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, the other thing too, in that stained water, it doesn't hurt to have a couple of shiners on there, because it bulks up your presentation. You know, those fish aren't so finesseful in that stained water of Lake of the Woods and the Rainy River. You know, a couple of little tricks I do, when I put on an emerald shiner, I like to take that jig hook and hook it in the mouth, out the gill. Then I push that minnow far forward as I can so the minnow's head gets up against the jig head. And then I can re-hook that minnow about 2/3 of the way back in their body. That's going to get me actual more hook sets when I do get a bite. It also keeps that minnow on there better. The other thing I like to do is I'm a big fan of a stinger hook. And, you know, for listeners that maybe haven't used a stinger, that's just a 2 to 3 inch piece of line with a little treble hook on it. And you can attach the loop of the stinger hook over your jig hook. And then you get that 2-3 inch piece of line with that little stinger. You hook the minnow right through the lips. The reason I don't hook an emerald shiner necessarily right through the head is the head almost explodes. And then it's real hard to stay in the hook. If you hook it just through the very front lips of the minnow, that'll hang on to it because it's fleshy. And then what you do is you take that little treble hook and you hook that just in the bottom of the minnow, just in front of the tail. You know, on real gin clear lakes, I don't know if you could get away with that presentation because the walleyes are so finicky and they can see it so good. But in that stained water, you know what, you get away with it all day long. And that stinger hook, it's amazing how that little treble can hook such a big walleye.
Okay, Joe, so you've talked a lot about jigs, and I've been up there, and Scott has numerous times over the course of many years, and we know that whether you're fishing on the lake or on the river, jigs is really a go-to presentation. Not the only one, but it's a go-to presentation. So when it comes to choosing a jig, Joe, what are your recommendations? Long shaft, short shaft, any other little specialties that you talk about when you use your jigs?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a lot of times it's the little things you do that make the big difference when fishing, right? And you know what? First off, color. Gold on Lake of the Woods in that stained water is always a go-to. So I kind of like using a jig that has a gold back on it, you know, so the main part of the jig is all gold. I'll use sometimes just all gold. That works really well. But really, what I really like is when I can use a jig that has, it's gold, but then the front of it might be pink, and then the middle part might be that glow white, and then you got like a pink back, or maybe it's half and half. Maybe the front half is dipped in an orange or chartreuse paint, and the whole back half is gold. Now, those are some colors I love in that stained water. And then as far as the nuances to a jig, I like using a jig. Sometimes it has either a rattle built into the jig, that little extra rattle, you know, in that stained water with the fish's lateral line can really make a difference. Other thing is sometimes you have jigs that have little spinners coming off the back, or maybe a whistler jig that has a propeller on it. You know, that little extra vibration can be a big difference. And the other one is that they have that one that's kind of we call it a disco ball jig, but you know what I'm talking about? It has all the different angles on it. So it reflects light a different way. Instead of being perfectly round, it's got, you know, like a disco ball. And that too, sometimes seems to catch a few more fish. As far as the hook length, I personally go with just a normal hook length, partly because of the way I'm hooking the minnows, partly because I oftentimes use a stinger hook.
You know, Joe, one of the things I highly recommend anybody that is planning a trip up there, if they can get a relatively current report a couple days before they go with the amount of current, because the amount of current will really drastically affect the type of jigs that they're going to need to have with. You know, if there's not a lot of current, you can get by with a relatively light jig, you know, possibly even a quarter, 3/8, probably a half for sure. But if there's a lot of current, like last year, I mean, we were up to 1 ounce, 1.5 ounce jigs in some of the areas where we were fishing. And if we weren't prepared for that, it really would have changed our game plan. So knowing how much current there is before you go up there, so you know what size of jigs that you can bring and that kind of stuff is hugely important. All right, Joe, we really appreciate you coming on Gone Outdoors today. If people got any questions, how can they find you?
You know what? We got a great Lake of the Woods Tourism Facebook page. Otherwise, check out our website, and that is lakeofthewoodsmn.com.
All right, we appreciate it. Joe Henry, Lake of the Woods Tourism Director. Special thanks to our Gone Outdoors show sponsors, Raceport Marine, Adventure RV, Devil's Lake Tourism, Shields, and Ion Electric Ice Augers. Thank you for tuning in to Gone Outdoors. Take us when you go into the field, the woods, or on the water with Gone Outdoors podcasts at kfgo.com, kwsn.com, and on Apple Podcasts. You can find us on social media. You can find us on Brewer Agri Outdoors. And until next week, from Scotty and Kyle, we will be Gone Outdoors.